You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Amnesty International UK has released a new report that links a government failure to address institutional racism to the far-right violence that has erupted in UK streets. The UK government's failure to address racism is also a failure to address international human rights obligations on race. The report lists concerns over legislation introduced by the previous government, including the Police Crime Sentencing and Courts Act 2022, Elections Act 2022, and the Nationality and Borders Act of 2022, saying these have combined to pose a sustained and big threat to the civil and political rights of people of colour in the UK. I spoke to Frankie Barclay from Amnesty Aotearoa about the report and recent far-right riots in the UK, as well as if these have any connection to the political climate here. What are the links between the alt-right riots in the UK and institutional racism?
Yeah, so Amnesty International UK, together with another charity called the Runnymede Trust, have just submitted a really important report that documents the history of systemic racism and discrimination against people of colour in the UK. That shows that actually for years now, successive governments in the UK have failed to address the harmful legislation and policy and social division that are all combining to harm people of colour. And what this report outlines is the fact that really these recent riots highlight the failure of these successive governments to make sufficient progress on the racism that is systemic across Britain.
There was last year's Illegal Migration Act, but what are the ongoing human rights violations by the UK government?
So this report, which has been submitted to the UN's Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, shows that there's a swathe of recent legislation passed by the UK government that is continuing to cause harm, both to migrant communities and also to people of colour born in the UK. So that includes the Police Crime Sentencing and Courts Act, the Elections Act and the Nationality and Borders Act, all of which were passed in 2022 by the then Conservative-led government. We've also seen that government has really clamped down on the rights of historically racialized communities to show their frustration at the lack of progress for their human rights. And that includes really harsh restrictions on the right to peaceful protesting, which importantly is very different to the violent rioting that we're seeing at the moment.
Is any of what's happening in the UK raising alarm bells with Amnesty here?
Yeah, well, New Zealand, like the UK, has ratified the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, and it's the committee that oversees that convention which is currently scrutinising the UK, and it scrutinises every country on a four-year cycle. So it's a really important opportunity when each country comes up for review to look at what progress has been made in taking steps towards eliminating racial discrimination. And I'd say it's clear that here in Aotearoa, as in the UK, our government needs to do more to achieve its commitment to this the important international treaty. Obviously, the contexts are different. Here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, the colonial history of our country has caused very deep and enduring harm to Maori communities. And that has been evidenced by a number of groups, including the Human Rights Commission, who published two very important reports detailing how colonisation and racism have all contributed to injustices and inequities for Maori across really every facet of life. So, I mean, in terms of what we can learn from the UK rioting, I'd say these riots are a really harrowing example of what can happen when governments fail to protect the rights of people of colour and when divisive politics are left to fester. So the government really needs to do more to address the social inequities here in Aotearoa, and to do so in a way that fully and properly recognises titility.
So what are the government's next steps in both the UK and Aotearoa to push back against racism and uphold international treaty obligations?
Well, the report that our colleagues at Amnesty International UK and the Runnymede Trust have submitted to the UN is endorsed by 40 other civil society groups. So collectively, civil society in the UK is calling on their relatively new government to end the vilification of migrant communities and people seeking asylum, which has been at the heart of the recent violence and rioting. And these groups also want to see meaningful structural changes that address the deep-rooted racism and all of the resulting inequalities in British society. As someone who used to live in the UK and has since moved to Aotearoa, I see really concerning parallels between the two countries. So here in Aotearoa, Amnesty International Aotearoa New Zealand wants to see the government here address all breaches of human rights laws and standards that are harming Maori and have harmed Maori communities for generations. We've seen various attacks on Maori rights in recent months, which we worry could further entrench racial inequalities, and that includes things like the axing of the Maori Health Authority under urgency back in February, the Local Government Amendment Bill, and of course the Treaty Principles Bill. So here we were calling on the New Zealand government to take urgent action to uphold its commitment to the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, particularly as we are rapidly approaching the country's next review in 2025.
Are the alt-right at risk of activating here like they have in the UK because of things like the increasing anti-Māori legislation?
I think one of the parallels between the two countries is the ways in which social media has been a platform for really fanning the flames of public anger. Various commentators in the UK are pointing to some specific individuals who have aggravated the anti-immigration and anti-Muslim messaging, which has fueled many of the acts of violence that we've seen as part of these riots. Of course, social media is a global phenomenon now, and so New Zealand is not immune to the same kind of influence, including being influenced by people who aren't New Zealanders but have a significant following around the world. So there are a number of issues that the government needs to address as part of its commitment to eliminating racial discrimination, and that does include looking at how social media can exacerbate social and political division.
That was Frankie Barclay from Amnesty Aotearoa about a new Amnesty report that links the recent far-right riots in the UK to institutional racism from the UK government.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.